He'd burst in the front door, shaking his head in disbelief. He'd wrap Marion up in his arms, then the kids, and tell them all about the strangest thing that had ever happened to him in his life. Except none of that happened. The front door stayed firmly shut. Marion jumped at every creak the house made, rushing to the hallway to see if it was Richard coming into the house. It never was. The police finally closed the missing persons case and ruled that it was an accidental death, with no body ever having been recovered. When that happened, reality finally crashed around Marion. No longer able to live the fantasy of him coming home, she was faced with the reality of here and now. There would be no money coming in. Richard had no life insurance. Thankfully, they'd paid off most of the mortgage over the years, so there were only 7 more years left on the loan. But even those would be a stretch for her to pay. And what about food, clothing, car payments? And even worse, what about health costs? Tests for Betsy's condition had run into the tens of thousands of dollars. They'd had to remove her from the family's health insurance policy because if they kept her on, the premiums would skyrocket. They'd paid for her test out of their own money, each time hoping the next one would wrap up the mystery of her illness and get her on the right track to successful treatment. Marion looked at them as they made their way back from the front of the church, Logan helping Betsy down the steps leading from the altar, and she felt a physical ache in her chest, literal heartbreak. It continued through the car ride home where their friends and family members were gathering after the service. It continued there as well, and she had to hide in the kitchen on more than one occasion so she could compose herself. It continued after everyone had left when she was cleaning up. It was then that she found a note tucked under a stack of dirty plates. "Look more carefully into what happened," it read. "Your husband is not dead."